Welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. Here are the top stories. Union Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has told banks they shouldn't blindly believe in credit scores of those seeking loans, as branch-level connect with customers was more important. The FM rapped state-owned banks for being out of touch with customers at the ground level, saying they often fail to communicate government schemes to customers due to their inability to communicate in the local language. Amazon founder and CEO Jeff Bezos is still the richest person in the world, even after losing $7 billion in 1 year, according to the 9th annual Hurun Global Rich List. Bezos has retained the top spot for the third year with an estimated net worth of $140 billion, mainly due to the world's largest divorce settlement with former wife Mackenzie Bezos, who made the list in her own right with $44 billion. Growing concerns inside the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank about the spread of the new coronavirus have prompted the institutions to consider scaling back their spring meetings in April or hold them by teleconference. Financial markets have fallen sharply in recent days on news that the virus is spreading rapidly in Europe. Italy has reported more than 400 cases, and people who have visited Italy have tested positive in Brazil, Algeria, Austria, Croatia, Greece, and other countries. After days of wait, a special Air India flight carrying 119 Indians who were stranded on board a coronavirus-hit cruise ship, Diamond Princess, off Yokohama port in Japan, finally landed in New Delhi on Thursday. The special flight also carried five nationals from Sri Lanka, Nepal, South Africa, and Peru. Apart from this, the government has also rescued 76 Indians from China's Wuhan region, which is the epicenter of the new coronavirus outbreak. Apple Inc. will open its first physical retail store in India in 2021, Chief Executive Tim Cook has said. Cook said Apple would start selling its products online in the country this year and will open its first Apple-branded store there next year. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Do tune in tomorrow for more business news. Goodbye.